Board of County Commissioners, September 18th, and with us this morning, the chairman will be just a few minutes tardy here, but we have Commissioner Schober.
Good morning.
Commissioner Kissick.
Good morning.
Commissioner Avery.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mr. Bell.
Oh, well, good morning. We have our Deputy County Attorney, Ms. Carol Seeger.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carol.
And we have our County Clerk, Susan Saunders.
Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
Our Administrative Director, Mr. Robert Palmer.
Good morning, Commissioners. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mr. Palmer.
And a lively audience. Thanks for showing up. All right. So we're going to start. We're going to start today with Ron Merritt with Cornerstone Church is going to do our invocation, and then we're going to stay standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you very much for coming today.
Amen. You know, I was just noticing that commission. The mission of the Campbell County is to provide quality, efficient, and cost-effective services for all Campbell County residents through sound decision-making and fiscal responsibility. That's what the Bible says. Let all things be done decently and in order. So that's my giving sermon. And so let's have a prayer together. And God, we thank you for the authority that you've set up. And we thank you for these people who have decided to be servants for you. And we ask, God, that you would give them wisdom to conduct the business of the county efficiently, respectfully. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Okay, so do we have anybody that wants to make public comment? Okay. We are going to move on to the open government. Yeah, I guess we should probably do that. All right, I'm skipping forward through more than I should have. Consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve all items of the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Avery and seconded by Commissioner Kissick that the board approve all items of the consent agenda as presented. Any discussions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion passes. Sorry about that. So, no public comment. Talk anybody into it? Kevin? Mr. Palmer?
I'll do it because we don't have any open government. So just a couple points. Mr. Chairman, or as you pointed out at the last meeting, the opportunity to provide comment on the optional 1% survey, and the 1% survey was available through, I believe, last Friday. I got a short note from the chamber yesterday saying that they had accumulated all those surveys. They had approximately, based upon the number of registered voters, approximately we have about a little over 13% return.
Wow.
So from a statistical standpoint, that's pretty good. I think they were hoping for more. I know that the board and the city and the town were hoping for more, but still 13% of those registered voters did submit back their surveys. And so
to put that into perspective, I think that was from the 2016. So that was about 19,000 that were sent out. So if they had 13%, I mean, that's actually that's a lot of surveys compared to what they have had in the past.
That
maybe twice or three times as many.
That's correct. And so we'll get you those actual numbers, but I thought I'd just give you that. And then the other item I'd just share with you real quickly is that the ThorGuard system, the lightning detection system, has been installed throughout Campbell County, down in the town of Wright, also City of Gillette, in areas around Campbell County. And so that project is complete. So thank you.
Thank you for that. Okay. Great. I look forward to seeing those the results of the survey. So. Was there any when they'll compile those and get those to us?
I think there's a deadline. I want to say it's by I think it's by the middle of October.
Okay.
And so they'll have those to you.
So we would have a resolution then on.
We'll have it prepared for your October. Potentially, we would have it prepared for your October 16th, but no later than November 6th.
Okay. All right. So. Sounds good. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Moving on then to our regular business, the first person is Ms. McDonald with Climb, Wyoming.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stacy.
Good.
First, I just want to say hi and thank you for your continued support from this commission. It means a lot to us. And I'm Stacy McDonald. I'm the program director for Climb Wyoming. And just as a reminder, the mission of Climb Wyoming is to help low-income single mothers reach self-sufficiency through job training and placement. And that's a fancy way of saying we're getting low-income single mothers better jobs. So that's what we're doing over there. And I appreciate these regular updates because we like to change it up a little bit to see what the economy is doing. So if you've been watching what we've been up to, we've been training single mothers into more administrative and medical roles because that's what our economy has been looking like. So we've done two CNA programs and are now in a professional workflow specialist program, which is an office careers type training. Getting excited because I think in the spring we're looking towards CDL. Commissioner Avery, I know that's one that you always liked. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been exciting to see the economy pick up and see more truck driving jobs. There's a lot in our job market right now. The problem is that it's not a good time to train people to be new truck drivers when winter's coming on. So Climb is strategic about when we do our trainings and what makes sense, and that's part of our thoughtful process, and your support is what helps us able to be that flexible. So thank you for that.
Cool. Okay. Thanks, Stacy.
Very good.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the contract for services between the Board of County Commissioners and Climb Wyoming in an amount not to exceed $25,000 from the optional 1% sales tax for the period of July 1, 2018 through June 30th, 2019 as presented.
Second.
It's a move by Commissioner Kissick and seconded by Commissioner Bell that the board approve the contract for services between the Board of County Commissioners and Climb Wyoming in an amount not to exceed $25,000 from the optional 1% sales tax for the period of July 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2019 as presented. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, you didn't miss a beat.
I'm just really happy you guys have like a super light agenda today, Mr. Palmer. So, but Stacy, thank you guys. I one of the things that we did talk about this year is if you guys wouldn't mind putting up some information and decals just talking about how you guys use 1%.
For sure.
Not necessarily to influence people, but just to educate them on how it's used.
So. Absolutely. We can do all education activities.
Okay. And Ms. McGowan has very, very well coordinated some good information pieces.
Great.
So, okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Thanks, Stacy.
Thank you.
Stacy. She's up again.
Stacy,
you're up again.
Stacy,
yeah, you've got another one. You have TANF too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I knew they said I had to.
They tried to double book you so that you didn't have to come back again.
And thank you so much because today's our climb day. So I'm getting back to our moms.
Is Beth going to come up here or is she?
Probably not.
Okay. So this one, Stacy, is your TANF funding. And if you want to just give a very short briefing on what you do with the TANF funding.
Our TANF funding is used to help continue our programs that I was just talking about a little earlier, including the job training that we do partnering with the college. That's probably the majority.
Awesome. This is federal funding that flows through the state to the county. And I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the contract on behalf of Climb Wyoming for funding from the Wyoming Department of Family Services under the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Community Partnership Initiative to provide comprehensive career training and job placement services not to exceed $30,450 for the period of October 1, 2018 through September 30, 2019, CFDA number 93.558 as presented.
Second.
Beth, if you want to come join us, you can give the TANF part. It's all right. They're running super fast because everybody wants to get to the prevention summit. So.
Now I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, let me read it back. And It's been moved by Commissioner Schober and seconded by Commissioner Kissick. The board approved the contract on behalf of Climb Wyoming for funding from the Wyoming Department of Family Services under the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Community Partnership Initiative, TANF CPI, to provide comprehensive career training and job placement services, not to exceed $30,450 for the period of October 1st, 2018 through September 30th, 2019, CFDA 93.558 as presented. So, Beth, would you give the intro on how this funding works, and then that we will subsequently execute a contract with Klein to...
Absolutely. Initially, the county takes the main contract from TANF CPI, and then we sub-award the money to portion to Klein Wyoming and a portion to the Yes House. Okay. And then I do all the billing and everything for it. They just submit info to me on a monthly basis.
Okay. Mr. Schober? You had a question, Mickey? Okay. Okay. And I do know from having talked with them before that at least that they like that we use all of our TANF funding.
We do.
So that was one of the things that we heard from Department of Health, too. So, okay. There's no other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Beth. Thank you. Thanks, Stacy. Okay, Ms. Beasel, Shelley, we have you up for NAVAIDS. And after a couple years ago actually understanding what NAVAIDS are, I feel like we can make better
my
decisions.
Dissertation.
Good morning, Shelley.
Morning. Good morning. Okay, for your consideration today is a YDOT request for state airport aid for the continuing service and maintenance of the airport's non-federal navigational equipment inspection and maintenance services that are performed by certified technicians. The annual fee for this inspection and maintenance service is $24,248.30 and is paid 100% by Wyoming Department of Transportation. Aeronautics Division.
And this is related for those in the public. We also don't have federally manned tower. So
yes.
We end up assuming
yes,
some costs, and the state yes. fortunately has done the NAVAIDS forever. So, which is good for us. So,
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the submission of an application to the Wyoming Department of Transportation Aeronautics Division for funding in the amount of $24,248.30 for the annual contract to provide service and maintenance of non-federal NAVAIDS at Gillette Kemmel County Airport as presented.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Avery and seconded by Commissioner Bell. The board approved the submission of an application to the Wyoming Department of Transportation Aeronautics Division for funding in the amount of $24,248.30 for the annual contract to provide service and maintenance of non-federal NAVAIDS at the Gillette Campbell County GCC Airport as presented. Is there any discussion? Is there anything you want to add, Shelley?
No. Okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes. Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley. Very much.
Have a great day, Shelley.
Clark, I believe I still don't see Bill, so it looks like you're going
to... No, I'll have to excuse Bill today. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Clark Malinkovich from Public Works. So I'm here to talk about a new hot tub for the rec center in Gillette. A couple of months ago, our office put out a request for proposals to design build firms that do hot tubs. And we received some proposals back, and the best price and plan was from Associated Pools from Bismarck, North Dakota. They do pools in the area. They did the pool in Wright for us. And our office worked with them, and so there'll be a three-step process. They're going to put together a design, and then we'll do an owner approval. We'll be able to take a look at that design that they did and all the parts, pieces, and the different components they're going to use. We're going to make sure that those are readily available and easily replaceable, the nozzles, the jets, those sorts of things. And then once we approve that as the owner, then they will go on into the construction phase and they'll build the hot tub. The cost is $235,000, and the time is a four-month construction time, four-month time, including the design and the construction. So that'll put us, well, late January.
February. Okay. I think that's great. I know that everybody's been anxiously wanting to get it done. So.
Yeah, our office has researched several options. Bill's done a lot of research onto this, and he's worked with, visited with the board about that a couple different times, and this is what was determined to be the best option.
Mr. Chairman, Clark, you anticipate that you can execute a notice to proceed right away, or is the standard 45 days?
No, I believe as soon as the board approves this contract with them, then we just need to get some insurance certificates from them, and then we'll get them a notice to proceed. They're, you know, we've been working with them, and they're planning on the project.
I guess, you know, you typically, it's 45 days.
Yeah, I think we'll do it a lot sooner than that. We just need to get a couple submittals from them and then get them up here to start looking at it.
Thanks, Clark. We've had some feedback, and it, like I said, it this will be good. It wasn't expected, and even when it happened, the timeline we thought would be better for getting the concrete out. But I will give credit to the contractor who did that, because they worked around the schedule and they worked a lot of nights to just get it out. So they did a good job with that.
Sure.
So I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the agreement between Kemmel County and Associated Pool Builders Incorporated for the replacement of the hot tub at the Recreation Center located in Gillette in a total amount not to exceed $235,500 and to be completed within 120 days upon notice to proceed as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Avery and seconded by Commissioner Kissick. The board approved the agreement between Campbell County and Associated Pool Builders, Inc., for the replacement of the hot tub at the Recreation Center located in Gillette in a total amount not to exceed $235,500 and to be completed within 120 days upon notice to proceed as presented. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I said one question. I didn't look. I didn't pull up whatever we had in here. What is the our contract with them? How long is it guaranteed? Do we have any kind of...
The warranty period, warranty, we'll have a warranty period from them of a year.
A 1 year.
Right.
Okay. Okay, I guess. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Clark. This next one is a resolution for special prosecution. Ms. Seeger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you indicated, the next item on your agenda for consideration for approval is a resolution for the appointment of a special prosecutor. This is a situation where there is a conflict of interest with our office with regard to pursuing the investigation and prosecution of this particular case. In those instances, we typically... and the law allows for the appointment of a special prosecutor to come in and act. In this case, it appears that Joe Barron, out of the Crook County Attorney's Office, has authorized or agreed for his office to handle this particular matter. The arrangement we have with area prosecutors' offices is they serve at no cost for their time. And then, of course, we pay for the cost, the actual cost, hard cost of prosecuting this particular case. So I would appreciate your consideration for approval.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve resolution number 1987 for the appointment of Joseph Barron, Crook County and prosecuting attorney in and for Crook
Cook County, Wyoming, or other designee of the Cook County Attorney's Office to investigate and otherwise proceed to make, in their sole discretion, a proper disposition of all potential criminal matters involving the State of Wyoming versus James Saxton, R. Saxton, CR 2018-1353 and CT 2018-3969 on behalf of Campbell County as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Bell, seconded by Commissioner Avery. The board approve resolution number 1987 for the appointment of Joseph Barron, Crook County and prosecuting attorney, in and for Crook County, Wyoming, or another designee of the Crook County Attorney's Office to investigate and otherwise proceed to make, in their sole discretion, a proper dispossession or disposition of all potential criminal matters involving the State of Wyoming versus James R. Saxton, CR 2018-1353 and CT 2018-3969 on behalf of Campbell County as presented. Is there any discussion? I have one question, Ms. Seeger. Mm-hmm. I know what the CR is, but what is a CT?
It is more, CT is like a ticket.
Okay.
In criminal court, they'll do CR for a, they do a different designation if it's more of like a ticketed offense versus something that has to be charged by complaint summons.
Okay. Just hadn't seen one of those. Okay.
Citation. That's the word I'm looking for. CT citation.
Okay. any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes. Tatiana, you are up for the Yes House TANF CPI contract with Beth. And it's excellent you're here because we're 20 minutes ahead.
Awesome, awesome.
Which will get everybody to the prevention summit.
Yes. So good morning. My name is Tatiana Walker. We're the Youth Emergency Services. So our short name is the Yes House. And I would like to say thank you for supporting our TANF CPI funding. It goes towards a day treatment program. It's intensive outpatient services for children and teenagers. And we provide mental health and substance abuse services. And just to give you a little background on TANF CPI funding, since you had a question how this federal funding works, actually it is a federal funding that designed for low-income families. And there are four major areas that the TANF funding focuses on, but if you summarize all four areas, it's designed to keep families intact. So it could be job skills, it could be pregnancy prevention, it could be the services that the Yes House does with the outpatient services for mental health and substance abuse. So any service that designed to help families together. So thank you for supporting our funding in Campbell County, and we are very grateful for that.
So then will we see it probably the next meeting? Is that when we'll execute the sub-agreements with the Yes House and Klein?
You should have those on this agenda.
Oh.
Maybe like...
Okay. Are they... Okay.
That's what, Mr. Chairman, excuse me, that's what you're approving today. Last week is what you approved between the state and Campbell County.
Okay. I was just wondering because the motion says that we're approving the contract on their behalf with DFS. So, but I guess when I look at the agreement, you're correct. This agreement is with us and the Yes House.
Yeah, correct.
So is the motion correct?
Mm-hmm. But it's the, Mr. Chairman, it's the one we've done for the last 5 or 6 years, and we could change it if you'd like.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the contract on behalf of the Youth Emergency Services Incorporated for funding from the Wyoming Department of Family Services under the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Community Partnership Initiative, TANF CPI, for the Family and Youth Intervention Day Treatment Program in an amount not to exceed $56,550 for the period of October 1, 2017 through September 30, 2018, CFDA number 93.558 as presented.
Second.
So moved by Commissioner Bell, seconded by Commissioner Kissick. The board approved the contract on behalf of Youth Emergency Services for funding from the Wyoming Department of Family Services under the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Community Partnership Initiative, TANF CPI, for the Family and Youth Intervention Day Treatment Program in an amount not to exceed $56,550 for the period of October 1st, 2017 through September 30th, 2018, CFDA 93558 as presented. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Beth. Tatiana, can you fill in for Sherry on the 1% funding for the Yes House?
Yes, I will. Again, my name is Tatiana Walker. I'm with the Yes House. And the 1% funding that the commissioners support and the residents of Kimball County support as well goes towards the crisis shelter services. And the crisis shelter services designed to provide any emergency services for families in crisis. So we work with families that need help with their children or teenagers with a timeout. So we take them for a four-day timeout and work with families in crisis trying to help to resolve the conflict of the situation they have in home. We also work with homeless runaway youth through the crisis shelter. We provide Project Choice. It's in 1-1 de-escalation services for children with suicidal ideations through the crisis shelter. And we also work very closely with the detention center and law enforcement on providing alternative to incarceration through the crisis shelter for low offenders. Because all research shows that children that have low offenses most likely would not reoffend again if we keep them out of detention. And the outcome for the crisis shelter showed that last year we served 282 children through the crisis shelter, and 90%, almost close to 90% of children we did not see again. So they came through the crisis shelter, we helped them with the situation they were dealing with, the crisis, and then we did not see them again. Actually, it's the highest outcome in the years I've been with the Yes House. Usually it's 80% of kids that we see get services and we don't see them again. And the 20% usually come back a couple times. So something is working, and I'm very grateful to the commissioners and to the citizens of this community supporting our services that help families.
Awesome.
Mr. Chairman,
thank you.
I applaud you and your co-workers that work up there. I think the Yes House is a great program. I think this is a classic example of why 1% money is so important for our community. And I would highly encourage anybody that has not been at the Yes House to take a trip up there and take a tour through the Yes House and see what it does, because we are a product of who we hang around with. And if you're being in a detention center, you're going to be a product of that. And so by being put in to the Yes House, it reduces that and gives them a different aspect of what life can be. And a lot of these families, most of us are pretty naive of what a lot of these kids go through in life. And if the environment at home doesn't change, nothing changes. And I applaud you guys for the work that you put into trying to change that home environment so that these children have a better opportunity in life.
Thank you. You know, and I have a teenager myself, so sometimes even families have a struggling teenagers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a time of a period in their life where they want to be independent and they want to have a voice, and, you know, sometimes you think as a parent they should be listening to you and do what you've been told to do, but they go opposition to defiant. So,
you know, and
we were all teenagers once, yeah, too.
Especially the boys, you know, yeah, like they truly oppositional. Like, I have the man. You better listen, Mom.
Yeah, it's a
But thank you. Appreciate it so much. Yes, you know, I've been with the Yes House for a while, and I can tell you that we always listen to the community. We're always trying to adjust our services. We always implement new services just to address the needs of Campbell County residents. You know, our families we had 40 years ago are not the same families, you know, so our kids have more complicated issues they're dealing with. I know there's a lot of pressure in schools, a lot of peer pressure among peers. You know, the times where you can be freely on the ranch running around, actually gone for our teenagers, you know, there's a lot of pressures they are faced with. And it's hard for them to figure out sometimes what right from wrong just because there's so much mixed messages coming their way. And so, you know, we try to help the families to see what can they strengthen in their home so they can, you know, keep together. I mean, truly the goal, the whole services of the Yes House, trying to keep families together. We don't want the parents to lose their children, and we don't want the children to lose their parents. So all research shows if they keep them together, you know, we have a better world. So this is what we're trying to do.
I think we have a lot of issues of older people that was raised at one parent was home with the children, and nowadays we've got both parents that have to work to help make ends meet, and children are being raised by daycare, babysitters, whatever, and so there isn't that bonding of children with the parents, and I just think there's a lot of issues there because the society that we live in today requires both parents to be working, mm-hmm. and so I until that changes, I don't look for a lot of change in how these children are being raised. So.
Well, welcome to my world. I'm glad that Sandra accommodated my schedule this morning because she wanted me to be here first thing in the morning, and I said I have to send my daughter to school. So she put me at the last thing on the agenda. It's why we have to NSCPI split first thing and the last thing on the agenda. So I just appreciate that, you know, that the commissioners and your support staff work with people like me, the working moms.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the contract for services between the Board of County Commissioners and Youth Emergency Services Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $300,000 and an optional 1% sales tax for a period of July 1, 2017 through June 30th, 2018. I think
that's,
we got a
that's the
date
there. Yeah,
so I'm going to rephrase that July 1, 2018 to June 30th, 2019 as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Avery and seconded by Commissioner Kissick. The board approved the contract for services between the Board of County Commissioners and Youth Emergency Services, Inc. in an amount not to exceed $300,000 from the optional 1% sales tax for the period of July 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2019 as presented. The one thing I do want to add is I think people forget, too, that you guys use this money to leverage all sorts of other money.
Yes,
so
it's
like
true.
The $300,000 you get from the county, and I think you get like $200,000 from the city, something like that.
So
maybe you get
$300,000 from them too. The crisis shelter, you know, has eight different funding sources that go straight to just crisis shelter alone. So the 1% tax dollars that we receive from Campbell County help us to support other federal funding. We have the Ghost Trip to Crisis Shelter to provide like 40-hour hold project choice. So we always need to have local dollars to match federal dollars dollar for dollar. And it's been a savior for the Yes House to have that percent.
Yeah. And that's what's nice. But between ours and the city's funding, it gives you guys the optional 1% gives you the local funding to go out and do that. And the reason I like it is because, you know, a lot of times you see these services end up somewhere in government, and I don't think we do as good. Well, if I look around, those governments don't seem to do as good. We may, but those governments don't seem to do as good a job as the Yes House does. And I think part of that's because
it's gone for a while to change, too, you know.
Yeah.
There's so much bureaucracy attached to it, to say at the least.
Yeah, and you guys,
it takes years for them to make a change versus as a nonprofit, we can make changes overnight.
You guys adjust quickly, and you're also good at engaging volunteers and getting people involved. And, you know, that's something that is good for everybody. So, but thank you guys. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Tatiana.
Have a great day.
Okay. So, Mr. Palmer, is there anything else?
I think as for your regular agenda, Mr. Chairman, I think that's it.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and recess the Board of Commissioners meeting, and then we will reconvene as the County Board of Equalization. And Ms. Seeger, if you will introduce our findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
Do we have to wait till 9:50 for this? Or,
no.
Okay. Question.
So the only thing I had, Mr. Chairman, is we only need the ones that were involved in that, right? So the other commissioners that were not involved in that, you guys can watch.
I'll zip my lips.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
I can take a hit.
But I appreciate your.
Would you like to leave for
I appreciate your question about.
I like the company. Yeah, I like the company.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, in front of you are two orders that I've taken the liberty to prepare that outlines in writing your decision and Board of Equalization cases, docket numbers 2018-0001 and 0006. Those were the two cases, as you recall, approximately 2 weeks ago that you heard evidence and testimony on. The first one is in the matter of the appeal of Joshua and Jessica Bellin, who filed an appeal of their 2018 tax assessment as determined by the Campbell County Assessor. Mr. Bellin appeared on behalf of the taxpayer. Your county assessor was here as well. And after hearing the evidence that was presented, you deliberated and determined that you did not feel that the taxpayer had overcome the legal presumption that exists that the taxpayer's assessment was correct. The reasoning for that that's outlined in the letter, even your taxpayer did not disagree with the assessment that was determined by the taxpayer. It appears the taxpayer was more concerned or unhappy about the fact that there was an increase in his tax as a result of the increased assessment that was actually the result of improvements made to the property that took place a number of years ago, but that hadn't really been taken into account by the assessor's office until just recently, and he was generally just unhappy that his actual tax obligation went up because of that. But as you'll recall, he even stated in his testimony that he didn't disagree with the value that was placed on his property by the county assessor. So that information and your ultimate decision that the presumption wasn't overcome is embodied in this particular order.
Okay. Thanks, Carol.
The second one, if you want me to just go ahead, the second one is in the matter of the appeal of Stallion Rockies Limited, who also is a company who appealed the 2018 tax assessment determined by the Campbell County Assessor. Again, as in all the cases that you hear, legally there is a presumption that the taxpayer's assessment is correct, that they've lawfully done their duties in arriving at the figures that they obtain. It's incumbent upon a taxpayer to present evidence to rebut that presumption, at which time the burden shifts to that tax to the assessor. In this particular case, your taxpayer contested the value but really didn't present any information to refute the value that was placed on the assets by the assessor's office. The taxpayer did attempt to introduce several exhibits which weren't allowed into evidence because of relevance and foundation. One was a letter written by someone else that the person who would have to testify about it didn't know anything about, and that would limit the ability of the assessor's office to cross-examine this particular the information that's contained in there. The other documents had to do with, it was an invoice for assets that were sold in the state of Alaska. They weren't the actual, none of the information was pertained to any of the assets that were actually located and assessed here in Campbell County. They were, you know, Alaskan assets, so they weren't, that wasn't relevant. And then when the gentleman, Mr. Fisher, on behalf of the taxpayer, testified, he didn't have, seem to have any information that was on point with regard to the actual assets and their cost here in Wyoming. As a result of that, in your deliberations, you didn't feel that the taxpayer had presented enough evidence to refute that presumption that the taxpayer's assessment was, the assessor's assessed valuation was correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, thank you, Carol, for that. I thought that they were, in that second one that we were just talking about, they were just ill-prepared, and I think it was a real, just for information for future on, not saying that a person couldn't do that by phone better than that taxpayer, but it wasn't very good for them, and they were not very prepared, is my feeling on that. My feeling on the first one with Mr. Bellin was exactly what you stated, and that when it all came down to it, after a veteran's discount, it was only a $60 difference between what, you know, from one to the other. So anyway, thank you for all of that. I'm ready to make a motion if you were ready to have it. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that the board approve the finding of facts, conclusions of law, and order for docket number 2018-0001, Joshua and Jessica Bellin, as presented.
Second.
To be you, Clerk. Okay. It's been moved by Commissioner Bellin, seconded by Commissioner Kissick. The board approved the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order for docket number 2018-001, Joshua and Jessica Bellin, as presented. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I am restrained from voting on this because I was not present.
You missed an exciting day, Matt.
I had an exciting
day. I know yours was more exciting. So, no other discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion passes.
And, Mr. Chairman, I move that the board approve the finding of facts, conclusions of law, and order for docket number 2018-0006, Stallion Rockies LTD, as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Bell and seconded by Commissioner Kissick. The board approve the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order for docket number 2018-0006, Stallion Rockies LTD, as presented. I'm having real issues not doing the dun-dun after Law and Order.
Those are criminal cases.
Well, this is true. That's to say, this is a finding of fact. But if there's no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes. If there's nothing else to come before the Board of Equalization, we will go ahead and reconvene as the Board of Commissioners. And Mr. Palmer, is there anything else to come before the Board of Commissioners?
Mr. Chairman, there is not. However, just as a point of reference for your meetings today, is you do have meetings at the Rock Pile Museum tonight at 6 p.m. You have an executive session this afternoon at 5 p.m. here back in your chambers. I sent out some information regarding a conference call that Commissioner Schober had sent information on with the DEQ. The Department of Interior, also for this afternoon, and of course right after you adjourn and we take a quick picture, you can head off to the summit.
Okay. Thank you. And then for those that are watching, there is the prevention summit today. Is it the Tech Center or at the?
It's at the Tech Center.
Okay, at the Tech Center. There are some excellent speakers on everything from marijuana and edibles and that to vaping and juuling, which I don't even know what that is. And
you need to learn.
Yeah, and some other stuff. There's nationally recognized speakers that are there. Yeah. So if you are free, it's an excellent conference, and it runs till what time?
About 4.
Runs till
the first speaker starts in 1 minute.
Okay. So anyways, those that would like to attend are encouraged. So we will stand adjourned.